Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Daily Dharma. In this episode, we'll be talking about how we can find our inner peace in a world of chaos. The story that we'll be discussing this theme is called The Gardens of Samye, A Journey to Inner Clarity, and it comes from the book The Zen Monkey and the Lotus Flower by Tenpa Heishi. Here is how the story goes. A young man named Dawa lived in a small village near Samye Monastery, the first Buddhist monastery in Tibet. Although Dawa lived near the monastery, he always felt confused and restless. The questions of life oppressed him, and despite all his efforts, he could not see a clear path ahead. One day, in absolute desperation, he set out for Samye Monastery. There, he met an old monk who worked in the gardens of the monastery. This monk was known for his wisdom and calm nature. Dawa shared his worries and fears with the monk and asked him for help. The monk smiled and led Dawa through the beautiful gardens of Samye. He showed him the diverse plants that grew there, some in full bloom, others just beginning to grow. "You see, Dawa," said the monk, "every plant in this garden has its own time to grow and bloom. It's the same thing with us human beings. Our realizations and growth do not come all at once, but step by step, like a bud that opens slowly." He led Dawa to a quiet corner of the garden where a clear spring flowed into a small pond. The monk said, "Your mind is like this water. When it becomes turbulent, you cannot see clearly. But when it is still and calm, everything becomes clear." Dawa spent the following weeks in the garden, meditating calmly and helping the monk attend the plants. Over time, his mind became calmer and his questions began to dissipate. He understood that the path to inner clarity is not achieved by constant searching and questioning by himself, but by quieting the mind and being patient with life. Thus, Dawa found his way to inner clarity in the gardens of Samye. And although he went back to his village, he took the garden with him in his heart, a place of peace and clarity to which he could always retreat to and return to in moments of confusion and doubt. Upon the first reading of the story, it really reminds me of my own inner place of peace, where I often retreat to when life becomes incredibly overwhelming and chaotic, when everything feels like it's collapsing and The people around me are suffering and I can't do anything about it. Or even when it feels like the world is full of so much pain and suffering that we are helpless to do anything about. I retreat to this place of peace where I allow myself to let go of all of these thoughts, all of these burdens that are weighing on my mind, and to simply focus on how light it feels to let go of all of these worries, all of these sufferings, and simply be. Creating this place, of course, is not something that is instant or easy. In fact, I believe that this place was first developed through years and years of meditating and of allowing myself, giving permission to let go of all the fear and the confusion that we've been conditioned to find normal when it comes to reactions in life, and slowly allowing myself to let go. It might seem counterintuitive to let go of our anger and our fear and our sense of rage when it comes to problems in life, whether they're in our personal life, our professional life, and the greater world and beyond. But while these emotions are valid and they are very natural reactions to things around us, if we cling to them and let them become our identity and they become what we refer to, what we put energy into every single day, from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to sleep, there will be no space for peace in our hearts. There will be no place for silence, for reflection, for contemplation, for any kind of relief from the chaos and the burdens around us. And I would say ultimately, that place of peace that Dawa in the story cultivated in the garden, where finally he was able to be physically and mentally away from all the questions, all the fears, is something that we can all cultivate anywhere by creating these pockets of time where we tell ourselves, you know what? I'm just going to let go. I'm going to let go of everything that's bothering me. I'm going to let go of everything I'm attached to. I'm just going to temporarily allow myself to truly and deeply let go of everything in my mind and let myself just retreat that to that place of peace where absolutely nothing can touch me. When you stay in this place of peace for a little while, when you allow yourself to let go of the heavy burdens that we often have to deal with, that we have no choice to deal with, from the restrictions, the expectations of the past, the future, even those that are pressing on us in the present, through social media notifications and emails at work, and the expectations of our family and our friends. When we give ourselves the ultimate permission to simply let go of all of this, and even the own demands that we put on ourselves, we can create that pocket of peace within our minds and our hearts and just feel free, feel unburdened, feel light and weightless, just as Dawa did in the garden. And this sensation of release is something that we could do anywhere and everywhere. Because that peace is not necessarily a place. It's not an event, a circumstance. It's an action that you can take when you need it, especially when you feel that you're close to your breaking point and all of these ideas and expectations of life are closing in on us. Practicing this action and allowing yourself over and over again to let go is what allows you to build that inner peace. And the more you practice it, the easier it becomes to do so, especially in moments of high stress. And of course, if you have access to a garden, or if there is a garden nearby, definitely consider observing the plants and how silent and peaceful they are. But never forget that you don't need to physically go anywhere or to be in a specific place or event to find that inner peace. The inner peace comes by giving yourself the permission to simply let go of everything in your life when you really need to find that peace, that relief, that sense that nothing in this world can touch you and that you are safe and sound in your own mind and heart. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you have a beautiful, safe, and joyful week ahead of you. Until next week.